You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very informative show talking about how to market your drone business. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 559. Thanks, guys. Hope you had a great weekend, and hope you enjoy the show.
Definitely, Rob. I hope they do enjoy the show. And for those of you who may have high cholesterol, are you craving a savory snack? Because you love meat, right? That's why you have high cholesterol. I got to tell you about my friends over at Charkey. Why? Because they created a lamb jerky. It's actually called Charkey, and it's a Peruvian way to make jerky. But here's the thing. There is very little cholesterol. So if you love the taste of meat, but you can't have cholesterol, you got to check out Charkey because it's high in protein, low in cholesterol, and only 4 ingredients, which means it's simply better than beef. Get yours today on Amazon. Just search C-H-A-R-K-I. That's C-H-A-R-K-I on Amazon. Anyway, Rob, we got a good question today talking about marketing, how to market yourself, SEO. It may sound like a lot to all of you old men, you geriatric guys who didn't grow with Facebook. And I'm joking about the geriatric part because here is Rob, who is probably less than twice my age and doesn't know very much about the Facebook. You're not geriatric, though. That's my point.
Okay, thank you. I feel much better now. I'm a little geriatric. That's okay. Beats the alternative, right? All you guys out there that are about my age or older. Anyways, it is a good question, and it is something that I think overwhelms people, is the bottom line. And so what ends up happening is people ignore it, and one of the reasons they ignore it is because it can get very expensive to get help with it. I mean, you're talking thousands of dollars a month oftentimes if you want to hire somebody to do this stuff for you. Mm-hmm. So people end up just kind of flying by the seat of their pants, which means they do nothing, right?
Which means that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that is a bad idea. So I'm looking forward to the helpful tips that you have for folks.
So just so you guys know, I'm going to give a macro overview of what I would do if I were you in marketing. And then just so you guys know, I think in the future, we're going to be teaching a class on marketing and whatnot. Rob is in the middle of his business class right now, and the marketing will be the next aspect of that. But hopefully all this information will give you a jump start on that class. So anyway, Rob, why don't you go ahead and play it?
Howdy, guys. It's Eric Deagle from Yorktown, Virginia again. I was from episode 491 asking about the Inspire One Pro. Well, just to give you a heads up, I did purchase one and I am absolutely loving it. The camera on that thing is amazing. Very, very good decision to purchasing that. But that brings me to today's question. Search engine optimization, Google AdWords, Facebook advertising. This stuff is an absolute headache. So I'm wondering, what do you recommend to successfully market your business using these online advertising services? Or is it even worth it? Thanks for your help, guys, and hope to hear from you soon.
Is it even worth it? That's the question. I think the answer is definitively yes, if you do it the right way.
I love it when you talk nice to people, Rob.
Is there a mean way to approach our friend Eric?
No, I actually really like Eric Deagle. No, I was just saying, like, is it even worth it? Because my response is like, what? Yes.
Your response is, what a stupid question.
I didn't say that, Rob.
No, you didn't.
Didn't say that.
Because it's not a stupid question at all.
No, it's not. All right, guys, let's talk about social media and let's talk about marketing. In order to grow your marketing presence, you've got to have original content that backlinks to yourself, that creates a higher page rank for your site.
Okay, so I'm going to have to push you on some of these buzzwords. Describe as briefly as you can a backlink.
A backlink is when another website different from yours puts a URL that's connected to your website on their website.
So it could be any page from your website that it's going back to.
Yes.
Right.
So now, the more backlinks, the better, but the higher quality web pages that list your website, it's even better. So for example, how do you get backlinked on other sites? Well, the first thing that a lot of people do is they write a blog, right? They have original content, content that's really helpful, and they put that content on their website, okay, and on their blog. Some people share it on Reddit. Some people share it to other news agencies and news sites to get them to pick it up.
Things like Medium.
Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, put it on Facebook, which is another great way to, again, backlink your site. Because if you write a blog, you send it out to Reddit and you put the link on Reddit, that's one backlink. And then you put that article on Facebook and advertise it to your group, well, that's two backlinks. So you see, the more backlinks, the higher your page rank, which means ultimately that when someone searches, let's say Rob lives in Toledo, Ohio, and we're looking for a Toledo, Ohio aerial pilot. Well, if you have an article about Toledo, Ohio aerial pilots, and you talk about the different pilots and their experience and how you're different and your competitive advantage and all that, that can be on your website. And it can also go on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take this to the next level. If you want to continually grow and engage your clients, the most powerful thing that you can have is a list. And that list is people's emails. This is like your client list. Who have you worked with? Now, the smart person who wrote the blog is then going to have some sort of plugin or some sort of pop-up that tries to capture emails while people are looking at your site. It could be as simple as, are you interested in getting a discount for aerial services? Yes, I want a discount, enter your email, or no, I'm not interested in aerial services. You could also have a second pop-up that populates that says, I'm interested in learning more about this company. And then you can disseminate those two lists. So you have one list of warm leads that are ready to buy from you and you give them a discount. And you have another list of people that you can just constantly engage with. Because your ultimate idea is that you want to have an email newsletter to this list of people. You're going to garnish the list by providing content and in exchange asking for an email, and you put that content out on Facebook. Okay. You see how this is building, right?
Yeah. You're building a whole infrastructure essentially.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. Now another way to increase your page rank is if you have different pages on your websites that are literally like ad extensions mm-hmm. for your website itself. Now, in these different pages, you should really be focusing on each page being focused on a service that you want. So let's say you want to do construction progress reports. You don't want to do a big demo reel that has all your different stuff in it. You want to do demo reels that are specific to the jobs that you want to service. This way, you have something to send to prospective clients. You have a way to backlink yourself. You have a way to meta tag and keyword yourself. And at the same time, you're keeping these things on your website as separate services. So when someone specifically looks for aerial construction progress reports, Toledo, Ohio, they're going to pull up your page and all they're going to see is construction progress reports.
Right. And let's clarify that point, because we've talked in previous podcasts about reels and about including in reels all the things that you're good at. Mm-hmm. You're talking about something different. You're talking about going after a particular industry and having something for that industry.
Yeah. So I'm saying instead of doing one reel for it all, which I have said in the past, and I still do believe that that works for a lot of video production stuff, because mm-hmm. you're showcasing different styles. You're showcasing action video versus a cowboy video versus a commercial versus, say, a podcast video, right? Or review video. Those are different things.
Right.
But if I'm actually performing different services, I think it's really important that someone has different videos for each service, and each service has its own web page that's meta tagged and really formatted towards that particular service. Now here, yes.
Sorry, I know a lot of people won't know these words. And so really briefly, meta tag, that's just putting information in sort of the back end of your asset.
Exactly. So, and what that is doing is allowing, say, keywords to be tagged to that proper data so that when Google crawls the page, which essentially mm-hmm. means Google checks the page for the data, it'll show on there like, okay, this is tagged towards aerial photography, aerial pilot services, drone photographer, drone pilot, Toledo, Ohio, greater Toledo, Ohio area.
And like, where do they put those tags?
That's a great question. So the basic amateur SEO person is just going to put those tags in the website itself. Mm-hmm. Or if they have like a SEO or Yoast plugin for WordPress, that's mm-hmm. another place that you could put it in. But honestly, the secret that a lot of people don't know is that you actually want to title your page whatever your keywords are. And your description should use as many keywords as possible, but also doing so naturally. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if the title of your page was aerial or construction progress reports with drones. And then the description is aerial photography and videography with drones in Toledo, Ohio, to provide the ultimate data set in measuring the progression of construction sites.
Very, very detailed and specific.
Very detailed. And if you're wondering, okay, well, how does Google see my website? You can Google SEO Centro, C-E-N-T-R-O, Meta Tag Analyzer, and it'll pull up seocentro.com/metatag/analyzer, and you put your URL in there, and then you add in the little key code, click go, and you're going to see exactly what Google sees.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get back, right? So we want to backlink our site. We want to create these videos with the different services and create web pages for each different service. Now, when we upload these videos, we want to upload them on YouTube too, because the number two search engine in the world is YouTube.
Yep.
Not Facebook, not Bing, not Yahoo, it's YouTube. So you want to make sure that each video is then meta tagged in the file, uploaded to YouTube, and then is meta tagged properly in YouTube. You're putting the links back to your business in the description of the YouTube. So you have those backlinks and you're providing a way for people to stay engaged with you.
Right.
So you create the video, you upload it on YouTube, you put the YouTube embed on your webpage, you make the webpage, you talk about the services that you provide, what's included in the package, how they can get in touch with you, and then offer some sort of offer to get them to actually act on hiring
right.
you.
You want them to take action, to have a way to take action.
Exactly. Now we can take that same video that we put on YouTube, and now we can actually advertise that video on Facebook. So we want to make sure our videos are quick too, guys. They got to be really fast, really poignant, right to the point, no questions asked. We put those videos now on Facebook. And thanks to Facebook Ad Manager, there are endless options that you can do with Ads Manager to really target people who are hiring drone pilots. So for example, if we go back to this construction progress report video, we're going to want to target construction firms or people that work at and then enter keyword construction or contracting. I mean, you can get really specific.
Right.
Because you want to focus on RPM. What's the reason? I want to get more business. What's the purpose? To provide better level data to help people in their business to make business run more efficiently and thus grow the economy. That's my higher purpose, okay? What's the method and how are you going to do it, right? So, okay, well, I'm going to make videos to talk about what I've done, showcase what I've done so people can see what the deliverable would look like so they can visualize the product. Then I'm going to put that material on different websites to further meta tag myself, backlink myself, and market myself to the people who matter and who it matters. You have to define the demographic. Once you define the demographic, figuring out their interests is actually rather quite easy.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That was just the
beginning.
That's
a lot. I know. It's ultimately a pretty complex question.
To really
do it right. And I know you said you're going to give sort of a macro overview. Let's just jump a little bit into AdWords. Do you recommend them? I know that you've done a ton of research about how to do it well.
So yeah, I've actually taken a couple classes now on AdWords. Mm-hmm. I've read a few books on AdWords, a few audiobooks on AdWords, and I would say that there is no podcast that can succinctly go over how to run a good
sure.
AdWords campaign.
But you could give some tips.
Let me just say I will say this. If you don't know what split testing is, Google split testing right now. If you don't know what A/B testing is, Google that too. Because what you should do is if you're advertising on Google AdWords, you should have a video or a link to your website and very, very, very powerful images. And what you want to do is put the same ad out 10 or 20 times, okay, to different keywords using the same headline. Then you can figure out what data is working, what keywords are actually working. Then you're going to want to change, you know, the title to really grab people and make sure that it's something that captures attention, because your whole idea here is to throw out as much as possible for as cheaply as possible to see what sticks to the wall. Once you figure out the data that says this is why this is sticking to the wall, you drop all the other ads and just focus on that particular keyword. And that's pretty much Google strategy and Amazon PPI strategy and Facebook CPC strategy in a nutshell.
So let's say you go through that process. Let's say you just take on a new client. You're going to help them with their AdWords campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about 14-day process, a 30-day process to go through what you just described?
Well, it depends on the client because, first of all, in order for any solid keyword strategy, you have to have a website that is built so that Google likes you. Because here's the thing a lot of people don't know. If your website is built in a way that is a positive for AdWords, the amount of money that you spend per click goes down. It's very simple. If your page rank is above a 5, the amount of money that you pay per click goes down. So for example, if I'm Drone You and I'm advertising to drone school, or let's take a real world example, when Dart Drones was on Shark Tank, right? Mm-hmm, you could tell they really didn't know anything about marketing because as soon as I went to look for how many campaigns were doing Dart Drones, Shark Tank, or Shark Tank Drones, or Shark Tank Drone School, no one. We had, I think it was like 50,000 clicks that night to our website because I saw Shark Tank ran an AdWords campaign and we picked up probably 25 or 30 members from that campaign on its own. And the reason that it worked is because Drone You has videos that explain what we do. We have multiple landing pages and we have extensions, which essentially means pages that are specific to the services that we provide, aka right. Part 107, you know, course library or resources or the field kit, which someone was just asking about the field kit. It's done. So it'll be available in resources for members this week in the community. But that being said, how long does it take? It really depends on how well they want to do it, because a lot of people are like, just set up AdWords for me and go.
Right.
That's not going to help you because you're going to end up spending more for ads. If I've got 5 extensions on my Google AdWords, my ad now shows triple the size of everyone else. And you can't change the size. Mm-hmm. The only way to change the size of the ad is to have ad extensions.
Right.
Now, if I have ad extensions, that means I built my website for each extension because each extension is a page.
Right.
Okay. So if I then set up my Google AdWords account to match the page, I'm going to have a much more successful account. Because if I have a basic website, a basic B website, and I'm trying to do aerial photography services and I have no ad extensions, the cost per click on aerial photography will probably be like $2 a click. But if my page rank is above a 5, it could go down to 50 cents per click.
It's not a small difference.
No.
I mean, you're talking about major difference. So the bottom line is it's worth putting in the work to get your website right before you start these campaigns.
Exactly.
Because I know that's really difficult, particularly for people that have said, I've got my site done though, and I don't really want to go backwards.
Yeah.
Well, if part of your plan is to do this kind of marketing, it's going to be worth your time to go backwards.
Totally.
And make sure that you have a good foundation for the campaigns that you're going to run.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I think that gives a pretty basic understanding, a macro high level, 60,000 foot level of how it works. But guys, if you're interested in learning more about this subject, it is a great question to ask inside the Drone You community. So if you're a Drone You member and you're wondering more about this, go into the Drone You community right now and ask the question. And you can even talk to me. I'm in that group. So check it out. If you're not a Drone You member, I highly recommend you become one. Why? Because there is nowhere else on the planet that you can have access to all the courses and the community for $47 a month. I mean, it's just so cheap. It's like Amazon Prime, but better, because you're actually learning the tips and tricks of flying. You're learning ways to make money with your drone. And ultimately, you're learning how to live a life that makes you happy while also creating revenue.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone You.